This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen for another episodic adventure in the world of American farming. This program combines the interests of farmers and farm families and families in general, the local boys that use our products. It's farm, family, and food put together as a focus. And apparently we're doing something right, so I'm happy to announce that we have another new station this week, WWNR, AM and FM in Beckley, West Virginia, for the American Family Farmer. The first time this week on Saturday afternoons, you can hear it. And it's nice to, I guess what I think about this, given my years as a broadcaster and the different things that I've been talking about on the air, whether it's my daily program, the DJV show, or the special shows that I do for the weekend, like Good Day Health, the American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, all are loves of mine. They're interests that have been explored, and then they find themselves with a spot on the radio. And this has been one of the most rewarding trips, this farm show that I'm doing, last 4 or 5 years. Obviously started from nothing, and now we have several, I think we're up to 224 stations that carry it, plus the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So again, thanks and welcome to the folks listening in Beckley, West Virginia, to WWNR AM and FM. The American Family Farmer starts each week with some items from the farm newsroom, and because we all are affected by the COVID, and there have been a lot of questions and, frankly, missteps by the government in terms of helping or offering relief to farmers, especially the time that's being allowed for farmers to connect with the food assistance program or the SBA programs has been extended anyway to August the 28th. So if you didn't know that already, I'm sure the Farm Associations, the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau has been notifying its members that the extension goes to the end of August, which is appropriate. This is a crucial time, and I guess that's where I am news-wise. A lot of the focus this week is on the weather and the conditions under which we find ourselves performing or not. Things that we can control. We can't control the virus. We can't control many of the bugs that are part of the viral world, which we're all seeing sort of anew. The fact that we are here on this planet as the guests of the bugs, the viruses, and the bacteria that occupy so much of the space on the planet. And we see when things like COVID happen, we see how vulnerable we are, how weak we are, in fact. These things not only get the best of us, but they continue to mutate and change. They are that, if you will, smart. They're able, and one wonders how, in what world, in what universe, this universe, do these things, how do they come to be? And how do they feed them? You know, it's just, there's so many questions about it. I want to be specific when it comes to the farm world, though, thinking about what we do to get rid of bugs, you know, because it becomes it's a big charge every year. And Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and all these companies have come out with things that supposedly kill the bugs, but the bugs really aren't killed. They just find a new life, a new way of living. And so these companies come out with new things to get rid of the bugs, and they're very expensive, and they're also very, very dangerous. Dangerous to our health. Dangerous to the health of the land that we should be, I don't know if worship is the right word, but we should be paying much more attention to what is in the soil that we need in order to grow the right crops for our animals or the crops that we're feeding to human beings. I was more interested because we just finished with June and it being National Dairy Month and all. I'm looking around at some of the farms in various parts of the country. And because I am a dairy guy, I am a cow person, been around cows all my life, part of my passion is making sure the animals are comfortable. That is spraying them. There are new kinds of flies and bugs they're getting into. You know, all the dairymen know that if you don't take care of the flies around the eyes of the cow, they'll get pink eye and they'll go blind. And that's very, obviously, that's not desirable. But flies, there are a lot of ways of getting rid of flies. The old thing that I used to do was get these wasps and from Spalding and dump the larvae all over wherever the cows stood where there was manure, and I got rid of the flies. Now it's not so easy to do that, but there, you know, that's one area of cow comfort that's important. But the summer heat, we've had a lot of heat in the last 3 or 4 weeks, at least in my neck of the woods, the northern part of the country. Well, it's been hot all over the country. Some people install expensive sprinkler systems into the barn. I had one, I remember, in my barn. We were still milking. We had put a plastic pipe. Not pipe, but plastic hose around the doorways, and they have a fine mist. So when the cows came in, they were misted. When they went out, they were misted. That kept them cool. Certainly, you've got to have a place. I just changed the pasture over to make sure that the cows that I'm raising now can find lots and lots of shade. You need to have lots and lots. I think most cow guys know that, don't they? There's a guy who runs a farm up in New York who's a nutritionist, and he was talking about what he feeds his cows. There are now new products that you can put, like salt licks, and sometimes it's in the molasses as well, that will deal with the fly population as it affects the cows, something they ingest that makes them unattractive, their smell or whatever it is. And so anyway, there's that. And then there's just the general management when it comes to the hot days and the impact. Most of the cows are less, you know, they have a big flush of milk in the early spring, and by this time they're getting off a bit because the heat, a lot of the energy they have goes to keeping themselves cool. So they're not making as much milk, which is frustrating to a lot of dairy guys who think that they need to make more milk so they can make more money. But no matter what, I encourage you all to have some kind of heat abatement system that is so necessary to get the best out of your cows and actually, frankly, to treat them fairly. There are a lot of farms that are seeing an increase in lameness this year, but normally we do anyway in the summertime, certainly July, August, September, maybe even into October. Milk protein has dropped in the heat, that kind of stuff. So anyway, make sure they have lots and lots and lots of water. More, if you're adding cows, make sure you have a water supply. I have a well on my farm. It's gone dry almost every week since we had the heat wave. So that's another thing to be considering, what the water supply is. If you've got a brook or something running through the pasture, summer pasture for heifers, make sure that that's functioning properly. I've cleaned mine all out to make sure that there's a flow there. But anyway, just kind of food for thought. We're going to meet a professor of agricultural meteorology this week on the program to talk about atmospheric conditions and how they're going to affect us this year and going forward. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with something going forward that I hope you're taking advantage of so that we all can get a good night's rest. We need the best atmosphere, and MyPillow products provide the best. I don't know whether you've had the opportunity to try some of these products. They're all made in America, and I think that's important to farmers and farm families to buy American products. I know in my family, we're going out of our way to certainly not buy things that are made in China and to focus on American-made goods. Well, what's better in July, the birthday of our country, than to think about and be buying and using things that are made in America? And in comes MyPillow with all of their products made in Minnesota. Their pillows, their duvet covers, their towels, the sheets, everything. And they're all in the BOGO deal for radio listeners at MyPillow.com. You get MyPillow Elegant Giza Pillow, for example. $59.97 is what the price for one is. But in the BOGO deal, you get two for the price of one. Got to have the DJV code, though, in order for it to work. So go to MyPillow.com, make that clear. and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that. Then click on what you want to buy. Spend more than $200, they'll finance it for you. All products made in America to everybody's satisfaction. The guarantee is you'll like them or you send them back, get your money back. That's the only company, the Pillow folks at MyPillow, the only ones doing that as well for these kinds of products. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, BOGO deal with the code DJV.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Continuing on now, on this week's American Family Farmer, I promised we'd have a discussion about what we're all facing in terms of the weather for this year. So Andy Van Lucke is an associate professor of agricultural meteorology. Who knew that there was a Department of Agricultural Meteorology in Iowa State? Been there for the last 6 years. What do you specialize? Let's get a definition. Can I call you? Shall I call you Professor Van Lucke, or shall I call you Andy?
Oh, I like Andy. That sounds good to me.
All right. Okay. Good. So, what are we when it comes to agricultural meteorology? What really is that specialty all about, other than the obvious?
So what the specialty is all about is trying to relate all the weather information and climate information you might get from a traditional meteorologist to the crops. Right? There's lots of things going on that farmers need to know about and that relate to plants that average meteorologist wouldn't be able to, you know, relate. So that's what our job is to put those two pieces together.
Yeah. And how easy or difficult is it, Andy, for you to put the pieces together?
Well, you know, we tend to be specialists in certain regions, right? You call me from Boston. So things are going to be a little different over there than they would be out here in Iowa. So, you know, it's always better to have a network of folks spread around the country and, you know, what you're doing and what you're trying to grow and what you're facing in terms of the weather and climate is going to vary a lot. So we like to stay close to home, but I like to learn about new places and talk to new folks, too, so I'm excited to do that, too.
Well, are the influences, even if they are, if they mix together differently, obviously the weather in Iowa is different. Midwestern weather is very humid in the summertime, that sort of stuff. But the influences would be the same. Let me pause for a moment here for a couple of words from your local stations around the country, and then I want to come back to what it is that influences the weather. Is it different this year, or has it always been the same? Professor Andy Van Lucke is here from Iowa State. We're talking about the weather and how it impacts crops and what goes on the farm here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Andy Van Lucke from Iowa State. He's the Associate Professor of Agricultural Meteorology. And my question before we broke there for a couple of moments was whether the influences on the weather were the same. It's just how they blended that would make the weather in Iowa, let's say, different than the weather in Massachusetts. You alluded to that, so I thought that would be where we should go.
Yeah, so I think this year we're facing something we've seen before, and the headlines are already kind of rigging out across the national news that we're looking at a pretty big dome of high pressure that's building up over top of the Great Plains in the Midwest. So we're going to be experiencing some really warm temperatures and some probably some pretty dry conditions out here over the Corn Belt. We'll be experiencing those a few weeks ahead of when you guys do. So, you know, it'll make its way over to you eventually, but it'll probably look a lot different by the time it does get over to you.
Well, it's interesting. We've had already here in the Northeast a dry spell, which went on for almost a month, 3.5 weeks or so between any kind of rain. So we started the season with wet, and then I was worried because the last 3 or 4 years, May and June, have been a washout. By the time you get to the hay field, I mean, you can plant early. Sometimes they try to get corn in early, and it doesn't work so well when the land is as wet as it has been. But this year we had pretty moderate rain in the spring, and then around the 1st of June, it just stopped. It just dried up. And so everything was browning out. And now the last couple of weeks, we've had pretty severe thunderstorm activity, including this week. There is influence from some sort of southern tropical movement. The waters in the Atlantic are very warm. I guess you have to have 79 degrees in order to get a hurricane going. And some of the waters off the, like the Marathon Keys, temperature, I was talking to a friend of mine there, has got 92 degrees in the ocean down there. Now, that's got to influence the weather all around too, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you start getting the water that warm, it's going to be putting a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. Out here in the Midwest, you know, we're a little buffered from those ocean and sort of tropical influences, but they certainly make their way up here as well. And so, when you start getting those sorts of storms dialing up and making their way up the East Coast, it's going to really change the story in a different way for your region than it would for us when you start facing tropical storms. But they even make their way to Iowa, believe it or not, from time to time if the winds and the atmosphere is kind of aligned for us.
Right. So I guess I'm interested in the whys and the hows somewhat. A lot of people don't really realize how the weather is made. Maybe we can make this a basic educational period for a couple of minutes. You were talking about, you know, dry and wet and humid and stuff. We've not talked about the jet stream, but basically speaking, how you were talking about the influence, but how is the weather created?
Yeah, so this is one of the most fascinating things to me. I actually really like talking about this. So the reason we have weather in the first place is because we live on a planet that has lots of water on it. It's mostly water, but also it has lots of land too. And the land isn't all shaped the same. It has different kinds of plants on it. It has different types of hills and that sort of thing. The wind can't just blow directly across the United States like it's a big flat piece of board. It's got big mountains that are in the way. So that causes the wind to get deflected for pressure systems to build up on the ground. And when we have different temperatures because of the water and the land, and different hills and mountains because of the shape of the land surface, next thing you know, you get all kinds of perturbations and things, and you have a messy situation that's weather instead of the smooth kind of idealized sort of thing that you might think of.
Yeah. I guess I wonder, as I listen to you and your expertise, I'm thinking about what you talk to your friends about or when you go home for dinner. What do you talk to? Because this thing is so, we complain about meteorologists because they don't always get it right. And I guess that's probably something you run into. But then, you know, there are so many different influences and things to learn. And as you said, you're fascinated with it. So let's move on as we move ahead to the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico share the same values. During a visit to the White House yesterday by the Mexican president, the two released a joint statement concerning the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. President Trump saying,
Mr. President, I'm certain that together we can unlock a future of even greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
The new trade deal replaces the NAFTA agreement between the three nations, which President Trump has repeatedly called a bad deal. Coronavirus cases continue to set records across the U.S. More than 59,000 new infections reported yesterday. Several states, especially in the South, also set records for their single-day case numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A Republican group that's opposing President Trump's re-election has released a new ad in which it slams his allies in the U.S. Senate. The ad from the Lincoln Project features the names and images of over a dozen Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, accusing them of putting loyalty to President Trump ahead of their loyalty to the nation. A visitation's being held today for the late country rock star Charlie Daniels, who died at 83 a few days ago. A visitation will run from 10 this morning till 8 this evening Central Time in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Daniels' funeral service will then be tomorrow morning in Murfreesboro. Travis Tritt and Vince Gill, among the country stars, expected to perform at the funeral tomorrow. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is skipping a traditional induction ceremony this year. A virtual event is going to be live streaming instead on HBO Max on the 7th of November. The ceremony was originally going to be on May 2nd of this year. It was then canceled because of the pandemic. And the parents of a young girl in Maryland say she reeled in a working cell phone while fishing in a Maryland river recently. The 6-year-old pulled up the phone that was in a waterproof case. It belonged to another child who was amazed it still worked after being in the water so long. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, second half hour of our visit this week, and we're focusing on meteorology, that is the weather, with Professor Andy Van Lucke, who's from Iowa State. He specializes in land-atmosphere interactions, which would seem to me to be the basic nuts and bolts of the weather, isn't it? What the weather does. I mean, the extreme is the Ice Age, for example, that left all the rock formations that we have, or the lack of them, in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, you know, the idea that a lot of people are familiar with is that the weather will impact the land, right? Because the rain impacts how plants grow. But the crazy thing that a lot of people don't realize is that the land actually affects the weather as well. So when you had ice on the ground, like you just mentioned, it made the ground really reflective for a long period of time, and that made the sun, you know, not be able to heat up the earth very much, and that affected the weather itself too. And we have something kind of big going on here in the Midwest where we've changed the land so much, we've put so many different plants out here that didn't used to grow here, that we actually cool off the atmosphere in the summertime more than it used to be because of all the water that's moving through the corn and soybeans out here, and that affects our weather out here.
So what impact, let's carry that to the next step, Andy, and that is the influence of things that are man-made, i.e. chemicals that supposedly kill weeds. We all know what they also do to the microorganisms that are part of what we need to keep the land healthy. So, in fact, are the application of some of these things also affecting our weather?
Well, I think I can speak to the indirect effects, right? How when you apply an herbicide, it makes one plant grow more than the other plant grow. And so when you have one kind of species, covering the land over a big area, it's going to have a different response to the weather than if you had a mixture of species. If you're looking for a direct effect of the chemicals in the atmosphere, I don't have a whole lot to add on that. But the fact that we can control the weeds and have just one continuous cover of one species covering thousands and thousands of acres will have a different impact on weather than if we had a mixture of plants kind of covering the ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So is there a way of, you were talking about beans and corn, but there are other things. We have plenty of varieties of vegetables that are being grown on lots of the great produce growers in not just the Midwest, but all over the country. If you have more variety, is that better for the atmosphere and the weather?
Well, any ecologist would tell you that if you have more variety, you have more stability. If you have more options in terms of your portfolio, either if you're looking for on the financial side or just on the physical, ecological side, you'll probably stabilize things out. So if we were growing crops that like a lettuce that was really active early in the season, or maybe something that was really busy later in the season, it would affect like a perennial or something like that. It would affect the weather differently than just having everything concentrated in May, June, July, and a part of August than like we do now with corn and soybeans.
Mm-hmm. What is micrometeorology? We know what micro means. That's small, special. Meteorology, we know what that is. So do we put them together and we can make some sense out of it? Or is there something in there that we ought to know more about in terms of managing the weather?
Yeah, so micrometeorology is the study of the bottom 10 meters of the atmosphere. So when meteorologists put prefixes on things, it usually refers to some sort of scale. So in this case, we're talking about things that are within 10 meters of the surface, which a lot of meteorologists don't pay a whole lot of attention to because they're worried about the rest of the top of the 10 kilometers of the atmosphere. But I like to keep my head out of the clouds and near the corn and soybean canopy.
And so how does this benefit the farmer?
So it benefits the farmer because we're looking at what's going right in and right back out of his or her crop canopy. So a micrometeorologist, one of the big things we do is we measure the wind going in and out of the canopy, and we measure the carbon dioxide and water going in and out along with it. And if you measure that actually 10 times per second with a technique called the eddy covariance technique, it measures the little blurbs of wind that go by through the atmosphere. We can actually add up over time how much carbon went into your plant and how much water went out of your plant, and we can basically study the ecosystem as it's breathing. This building drought that we're facing coming in here in the Midwest, you should be able to detect that earlier than most other kind of satellites or other methods because the breathing's going to start changing here as we start to run out of water.
So then what do you do? What do you tell the farmers as you run out of water? How do you protect the corn, the beans, or whatever is being grown? If you don't have rain, then that means there's not a lot of water, whether subsurface or not. I know on my farm we have wells and we've gone dry. Now that it started to rain again, it's okay. Even though the wells are 700 feet down, they're still impacted by what we have on the surface. And so it isn't just surface weather or surface water, it would seem to me, that is important here. I don't know how we bring the water up from the subsurface, but it's not just what comes down from the top, it's what's underneath, right?
Yeah, so in our neck of the woods, we're at the mercy of the weather gods a little bit. We don't have a lot of infrastructure for irrigation. But surprisingly, actually, there's some groundwater tables that are close enough to the surface here in our region that the crops can actually tap directly into it. I'm not talking about deep tap roots. I'm talking about within a meter or two of the surface,
right,
a few feet down, crops can actually go into that. So if you're a farmer that you think you have access to that and you've noticed before in the dry years you do okay, then you're going to have a little bit different response than the farmers who don't. For us, one decision you can make is whether or not what to do with the side dress of nitrogen for your corn. And if it's looking really dry and you think you might not get return on that, you might think about adjusting your practice there. But that's a tough business to be in, and you want to make sure you got enough nitrogen for your corn too.
Are you suggesting, because sometimes the nitrogen is applied, ammonia or whatever it is that's used, is liquid versus pelletized nitrogen? It would seem the common sense approach would be if you're going to use that, it ought to be liquid, right?
If you want, for the quickest delivery, that's the way you would do it. But you also have to be careful it doesn't volatilize if you apply at warm temperatures in really warm soils as well. So, man, I got to tell you, I think farmers are artists of sorts to be able to work through all these balances, especially when you're talking about farmers who are trying to get to multiple pieces of land within a short period of time, and they're kind of stuck with what they bought, right? So
I think
it's a really neat balance that they follow through with, and it's really impressive to hear the intuition and the insight that goes into farming.
I think you're right about that. And modern farming requires different skills, not only scientifically, but using social media, that sort of thing. And I want to talk about how much you exchange ideas with others who are like you, studying the same sorts of things around the country. As we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer, we're learning about the weather and how it impacts agriculture from the not-so-obvious place or point of view. Dr. Andy Van Lucke is here. I'm Doug Steffen with advice on losing weight and keeping it off, the safest way to do it for you and your family, if you're thinking about everybody, is to go to toploss.com and study what Calitrin is all about. Calitrin is famous around the world now for safe weight loss because there's no stimulant in it. There's no drugs in it. It's a formula based on using plant-based material, things that are in our body or our body needs. That's why it's done so well. It's been around for 20-some odd years. It's the safest way. I can attest to that because I've used it, and it's so easy because at bedtime you just take 4 capsules and bingo, you'll be back to feeling good in no time. Although it does take, you shouldn't not think that you're going to do this overnight because it's not going to happen overnight. This is really, the ideal program is 6 months long. The thing is, you only have to pay for 3 months worth of product. You get the other 3 free thanks to the summer sale going on right now at toploss.com. If I haven't said enough to intrigue you or to give you what you need to know to order, then you ought to go to toploss.com and look at the ingredients, look at those who have taken it, look at the success rate. It's an optimum product. It really is. Make yourself feel good. It's good for the whole family. Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's the guarantee or your money back. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges. And as I say, that BOGO offer, buy 3, get 3 free. Lose the weight and keep it off in 6 months at Toploss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I'm Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Back to our conversation about the weather and how it's impacting us on the farm. Dr. Andy Van Lucke is here from Iowa State. You are in the Iowa Environmental, is it Mezzanine? I'm not sure what is that word that is part of...
Mezzanine, it's like network.
It's a network, okay.
Network.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. So what is in that? That brings us around to exchanging the information that I was asking about. What happens on that website? What are you exchanging? Well, what info are you exchanging?
Yeah, one of my favorite things about the website, it's actually run by a scientist at Iowa State named Daryl Herzman, who's just a data genius, and he knows weather so well and tells great stories. Today, what we have is what's called an IEM daily feature, and it actually, he does this 365 and has been doing it for over 10 years, and the features are really neat. What he put together for us today, actually, was we're looking at how the rainfall across the Midwest is compared to the average or to the historical rates for different crop reporting districts. I'm sure you're familiar with the crop reporting districts. Those go across the whole country. And what he's telling us is it's a tale of two Junes for Iowa. For northeast Iowa, we have some of the wettest weather we've ever seen, and for the southwest Iowa, we've had some of the driest conditions we've ever seen. And so if you look at Iowa as a whole, you'd say it's been an average year, but if you look at the different crop reporting districts, it's been quite a different story. And then you move east out over Ohio, over Indiana, and into Pennsylvania. You mentioned this earlier on the show. It's been really dry in June. In some places, we've got some big, heavy thunderstorms. But if you haven't, you're looking like you're starting to watch the drought monitor page pretty closely.
Yeah, let's go back a little bit to what you were describing is basically the photosynthetic process and how it's different depending on the crop. I think a lot of people see green if they even understand. You know, schools today do such a terrible job with pretty much all the disciplines. We don't getting out of botany or biology know even what the photosynthetic process is, what plants are involved in it, and why it's so important to us in terms of air exchange. So do the plants do photosynthesis differently than trees, shall we say? And does that include moisture exchange? What goes on in that process?
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions I pose to my freshman agriculture students. You know, they've grown up, a lot of them around here, even out east, you see corn and soybeans growing next to each other in the same field. But corn is like twice the size of the soybeans, and it's not just because it has a different kind of canopy structure. It's actually more carbon that's being taken out of the atmosphere. And the amazing thing that corn does, and we didn't know this when we first started growing corn, but the amazing thing that corn and other plants that use this kind of photosynthesis called C4, for the four carbon molecule it makes, it actually takes CO2 out of the atmosphere at its normal concentration, and it makes it up to 10 times more concentrated so that the enzymes can do photosynthesis more efficiently in C4 photosynthesis than in C3. So soybeans and a lot of trees use that less efficient photosynthetic pathway. It's a little bit older in terms of biology and evolution. So they can't actually grow quite as fast, and that's why, you know, corn is such a prevalent crop, and other C4 crops are also really good for, you know, getting a lot of carbon out of the atmosphere if the temperature and other conditions are right.
Better than trees? Better than maple trees, shall we say, or trees from that family?
It's going to be growing in cold conditions, so trees can do a little bit better as you go further north. And if you just, all you have to do is look at a Google Earth image and see where trees start taking over. It often has to do with where you have cold conditions and you use your wood to survive over the winter and then get the lease out right away when a grass or other C4 crop would have to start growing from scratch. So sometimes trees are better, especially when you have shallower soils. The trees are better
in that kind of soil. What a fascinating discipline. I know that you're teaching students and you're also doing a lot of research, and that's why I think researchers sometimes make the best educators if they can communicate what it is that they're working on and what they're discovering. Sounds like you do a great job in that department. Andy, thank you for being here. Dr. Andy Van Lucke from Iowa State Department of Agronomy talking about meteorology, the weather, how it impacts what we grow, where we grow, all of that stuff, and what you add to the soil is immense. Thank you again, Professor. Good to have you here on this week's American Family Farm.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality and ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer, and now this comment. The federal order, the one-pay price for milk, is around $14. Disgraceful. The milk that is being created, or that is being developed, I don't know what the right word is, the cows that are producing the milk are working harder, their lives are more miserable. See, I think about the quality of life, not only for you using the product or selling the product, but the animal that's producing the product. What good is the milk if the animal isn't, you know, with the old expression, remember, was it Borden's, the condensed milk from contented cows, contented cows make the best milk? Well, they do. I used to have the cows listen to the radio when I was milking them. I think a lot of dairy fellas do that. And make it cool and comfortable, lots of breezes blowing through, comfortable in the pasture. I think pasturing, even though it's not practical for some because these farms, these factory farms have gotten so big on your farm, I'll bet you if you're doing the family farm thing that I have been doing, I've got 86 acres of pasture for my heifers, and that has been, we get into the fall, I supplement with the chop some corn or maybe second crop grass, that kind of stuff. This time of year they're out, and they any cow that's on pasture is going to give you more milk, and the quality is going to be better. That's just the way it is. The quality of the milk, the farmer's not getting paid anywhere near. We're $10 off, believe it or not, $10 off paying farmers the appropriate price to even meet what it costs them to do it the right way. No matter how many cows you have, it doesn't get away. I mean, we're $8 to $10 below the national average cost of producing milk, for God's sakes. And what are we doing? We're letting the government mess things up. This government especially has made a mess of the dairy industry. But it went back to the Bush administration. Pointing fingers and blame doesn't do anything. But how do we fix it is the question. And I'm not sure that I have the answer for the big producers, and they're not really my focus anyway here on the American Family Farmer anyway. I'm interested in the dairy guy who's got, let's say, 100 cows, maybe 110, maybe up to 140, 150. Other than that, I think that you're bordering on being too big to be considered just a family farmer, although I know a lot of farmers that have 300-400 cows, and they're working. I know a guy down in Westport, Mass., who's got 1,400 cows. He's only got three employees, himself and his two sons. One son milks the cows, takes care of all of the things that are necessary for herd health. The other son grows all the crops, responsible for hay and forage, and the father takes care of caring for the calves. They raise hundreds of calves every year, so they have all of the stuff. You know, they've got it defined. So they don't have a lot. They don't have expensive extra help. But most of the farms I know, the families are not working together, and they have to hire outside help. That costs money. I mean, I don't have to go through what it costs you to produce the milk. You're frustrated because you want to keep your way of life going. You want to have fair prices. And if it wasn't for the damn government and the collusion with DFA and the other co-ops, that's what I think. This is complete collusion. You wouldn't be in the mess that you're in. So I've seen people, State College, Pennsylvania is an area, some of the areas in upstate New York, for example. I've seen it in the Midwest where milk producers are starting co-ops. They are doing something, they've got excess milk, so they're making cheeses and that sort of thing, which they can do. And now if you buy a little processing unit, you can process enough milk to sell your own, and maybe you bring in four or five of your neighbors and have people come to your farm or deliver. I mean, look at how the delivery route has come back up. I remember back in 1981, 82, when I thought, okay, we'll try that. Didn't work worth a damn. But now everybody wants to see the driver in the truck, and, you know, remember the old Divco? We ought to be able to get the price up $13, $14 a hundredweight, some of the premium prices especially. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to survive. And it's time we demanded. You know, we all had to get in our dibs for help from the government for the COVID thing. And you wonder how many more things can befall us. I find it very frustrating from my own family points of view because there's so much fear. But fear not. I think there is what they call Yankee ingenuity is coming into play, and that's why a lot of people are going out on their own and forgetting about the pool. And I would suggest if you could do that, that's what you should do. That's my thought. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.